Last night, the Ethics Committee of the House of Representatives publicly admonished Majority Leader Tom DeLay. This is the second time in a week the panel has rebuked the powerful Republican. NPR's Andrea Seabrook has been covering this story. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, Steve.
So what did DeLay do?
Well, the Ethics Committee reprimand cited two of DeLay's actions. One, that in the days leading up to the congressional debate on important energy legislation, DeLay accepted a $25,000 campaign contribution from Westar Energy, a Texas company, and then met with Westar executives during a two-day golfing retreat. The Ethics Committee said that, at a minimum, this created an appearance that Westar bought access to DeLay. Two, that during a partisan redistricting fight in the Texas state legislature, Tom DeLay called on the Federal Aviation Administration to help him track down Texas Democrats who had left the state to avoid a vote. The Ethics Committee found that DeLay had used government resources for a political undertaking, which is illegal. Now, there is a third allegation as well in the complaint the Ethics Committee addressed. It accused DeLay of breaking Texas campaign finance law by funneling corporate donations to state candidates. The Ethics Committee deferred judgment on that pending a legal case in Texas. And several of DeLay's top staff have been indicted on similar charges in Texas.
And the committee warned DeLay he has to change his behavior in the future. He's going to run into more trouble. So what was DeLay's reaction?
Well, his staff was very quick to point out all of the sanctions and punishments the Ethics Committee did not impose on DeLay. He released a written statement last night saying that the charges make up a vendetta and personal tax from Democrats. And he congratulated the committee, actually, for dismissing the complaint rather than investigating any further. But, you know, in fact, the Ethics Committee sent a pretty stern letter to DeLay saying, it says, quote, "It is clearly necessary for you to temper your future actions to assure that you are in full compliance at all times with the applicable House rules and standards of conduct."
And just to be clear, this letter comes from a committee that is half Republican and half Democrat, correct?
That is true, and it was a unanimous vote.
Other than this letter admonishing DeLay, though, is there any consequence?
Not unless the committee decides to act on the Texas campaign finance question that it deferred. On the other allegations, the Westar energy issue, the improper use of FAA, this is case closed. But the Ethics Committee did warn him, as you said, that they have the power to act when members of Congress accumulate severe violations. And this makes up three violations in a week for DeLay, four over the course of his career, and several outside groups have called for him to resign already.
Okay, thanks. That's NPR congressional reporter Andrea Seabrook covering that story, the Ethics Committee findings on Tom DeLay.